Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Oh, here we go, Kelly. We have such a fun show coming up. We are here. Our guest is Teresa Cover. She's the owner of Earth Natural Defense. And Teresa is on a mission to help people feel better using simple, natural techniques and practices. Everything is connected. She specializes in whole body healing, health, and balancing. And I have to just start this off with a quote from Teresa, which I absolutely love, which is that our wellness is rooted in how much ease we experience in our bodies and our daily lives. The experience of being out of balance is what we identify as disease or dis-ease. So Kelly, over to you.
Oh my goodness. And Teresa's live in studio today, so I'm super excited to have you here. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So here's like, so it's funny. It's before the show, she gave me notes on all of her different trainings in your modalities. And I'm gonna rattle this off because it's very, very impressive. And I want you to know that. Teresa is a doctor of naturopathy. She's a board certified naturopath, certified natural health professional, Shape Reclaimed practitioner, holistic cancer consultant, integrative cancer educator, health specialist, and wellness advocate. How do you do all of that?
It took a few years.
Just a couple?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
About
oh, my 10 goodness.
In total, really. But it was all worth it. And, you know, anybody who goes into this field typically goes into it because of things that we're experiencing. We're in that journey of learning that we can fix ourselves. Well, then as soon as you learn that you can fix yourself and how well it worked, now suddenly you want to help everybody. But in order to come out in public, you need the credentials that you can hang on walls so people have the trust and faith that you have a half a clue what you're talking about.
Do you need two pieces of paper to have everything down?
No. But if I used all my initials, my business card would be like 16 letters long just for credentials.
Oh, my goodness. So tell us about – okay, so you have to go through some life I want to say learning, struggles, awareness to be able to have all of these letters behind your last name.
Well,
tell us your story.
It started when I was 16. I had terrible skin conditions. As a matter of fact, I went to school for cosmetology, and I had to quit because the chemicals broke out my forearm so bad I had to wrap it in gauze and look like a mummy, you know. And then there were food things that I would get into, and my hands broke out really bad, and I had to hide them from people because they would have sent me off to like a leprosy island.
Right.
And so I learned how to start correcting that. And, you know, that's early on, you know, late teens, early 20s. And then.
But how do you do that? Because in your late teens, early 20s, mm-hmm. you're breaking out. Did you know that the chemicals I'm using at the school is what's causing this? Like, how did you have that moment where you were like.
I was so blessed to have the. At best, but worst experience. I mean, it's definitely a sweet and sour deal. I worked at a restaurant in St. Paul for 10 years, did the same job every day. It was like I was blessed, but not so blessed, to be there the day a load came in and I was doing my normal job. It was like the day chemicals were introduced into the general marketplace because I broke out so bad they had to take me to the hospital to get my ring cut off because my hands instantly swelled. I couldn't touch lettuce or meat from a grocery store.
Oh.
And I certainly couldn't eat tomatoes. So that was an eye-opener. So, of course, I stayed away from these things, but only to learn that that's how imbalanced my system was on the inside, that it just couldn't take these little attacks, and I would break out horribly. Well, learning how to work that, I healed my system from the inside out, and now, I mean, if I get into something.
Teresa, could I ask a quick question
there? Of course.
So did you say this happened when you were 16 years old?
My late teens, early 20s. So the eye-opening when I actually broke out when it was when I was like 28, when it was really bad from the food source changing, about mid-late 90s or 80s, I'm sorry.
I wanted to ask, what was the response from – you know, your doctor or whatever medical team you were working with as, you know, when you were a teenager and young adult, what kind of guidance or were you on? Were they prescribing drugs? What happened there?
Oh, it's the same. It is the same routine, even to this day, which is so sad, or at least 2 years ago. You go to the doctor for skin conditions like this. They give you prednisone and send you home. Now, years ago, I used to think prednisone was the best, funnest thing in the world because it was like a legal speed. I go home, I could clean my garage, my house, do my lawn, and look for more to do. I loved when he thought it was time for more. But unfortunately, you learn along the way how poisonous it is to your system. And actually, I was one of the youngest people to ever have both eyes done as cataracts because prednisone sits in your system and messes with your eyes quite a bit. To this day, eye specialist can look to my eyes and he can see the prednisone residue still there. And it's been better than 12 years since I've taken it.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? But anyway, nothing has changed over time. Their favorite is prednisone. And anybody who's taken prednisone, you know the story. Everything feels wonderful while you're taking it. But it doesn't fix the root of anything. It comes back as soon as you quit taking it or shortly after.
My mom was on it a year and her hair started to fall out. She blew up, like bloated, like she was.
Yeah, they call it the chipmunk cheeks.
I was going to say, and I lovingly, because I love my mom, I didn't want it, but lost the hair and very moody. And my mom is like Mary Poppins and she was angry. And you could tell. And we were like, this is the meds. This is not. Mm-hmm. And to be on it for a year, because I know you're supposed to be on it for like a short period of time, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, and then what's interesting, okay, so this is when I was quite young that I started, you know, went through this. Well, amazingly enough, about 2.5 years ago, I found these great organic treats that I thought were super good. They were made out of chickpeas. I thought, how can I go wrong? That threw my histamine levels off, and my leg broke out so horribly, I couldn't get a shoe on for 4 weeks because the swelling and it broke out just horribly. So a friend of mine that's not so used to what I do convinced me that I must go see the doctor because, you know, it's not going to get any better because he's very indoctrinated into the Western medicine thought. I went to appease him. He paid for it. And I told him exactly how this appointment was going to go, and to this day, that's exactly what, 30 years later, they're still recommending and doing the same things for these skin conditions. Mm. So,
and steroids, is prednisone a steroid?
It is.
Okay, because I know I've had skin conditions throughout my life, and it's always a steroid cream.
Yep. Well, if it's not the cream, it's actually prednisone, which pill form, and you know, it can go 10 days, 20 days. There was one time I got bronchitis so bad as part of my history. I was on prednisone for almost 9 months because I knocked my voice box out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian. I know he's just on, just like shaking his head. Brian is so in natural health and we interviewed his father, Russell Mariani, a couple of weeks ago and just brilliance. So this is what Brian grew up with.
Awesome. Well, the rest of my story, you know, for this is not only the skin conditions, but then I broke out. I moved into my system was getting so horrible. I had bronchitis 3 times a year. That started turning to pneumonia. One of those bronchitis episodes, I coughed so hard I knocked my voice box out for 9 months, and they told me that if that ever happened again, I could do permanent damage and sound like Minnie Mouse for the rest of my life. And then I started having TIAs. And
what's a TIA?
It's a long 18-letter word. I can't say it, but they're horrific headaches, mm-hmm. And it's like blood clots passing through the system. And if you would have volunteered to come in the room and cut my head off while I was going through one of these, I probably would have agreed because they were horrifying. Your right eye goes out. Your arm goes numb, like mini strokes. I couldn't speak. My short-term memory is somewhat still, you know, plays havoc with me over it. But now today, okay, so at 32, I was the sickest in my life, table full of medicine, skin problems unbelievably, and bronchitis 3 times a year guaranteed. And today I'm almost 60, and I do nothing but eat right, take my supplements, use essential oils. All the modalities are natural treatments that, you know, aren't horrible for the body. It heals the body versus harming it. Always going for the root cause.
So did you have any kind of like at what point in your life did you actually find the right holistic doctor, naturopath, or even some other form of modality that said, that started to answer some questions on, hey, I came into this world as a human being. Why is my system so messed up? Why am I having these terrible things happen? When did you start getting some of those answers?
Well, unfortunately, it wasn't a holistic doctor I ran into. Is what happened is I was so frustrated, and I happened to work with a gal when I was having these terrible hand breakouts, and she had a little 3-year-old daughter. And she says, if you want to get any relief at all, are you willing to try something for 6 months? I said, oh, lay it on me. What do you got? And she said, change the meat and the milk in your house. For 6 months, she says, you have to do it for 6 months. And you know what? She was absolutely right. So I changed the meat and milk in my house, and at about the 4.5-month marker, my hands actually started to heal. And it was my curiosity of why and how did this happen. I started pulling things out of my cupboard. I started Googling things in the middle of the night, learning that we're intaking arsenic and antifreeze and all sorts of horrid chemicals, and how the food colors and dyes alter your mind for personality and attention span and everything. And I just took off on my own from there.
So wait, I want to back up because I think you're going to pique some curiosity here. Okay. And I'm not just trying to use the word curious. When you say change the meat and you change the milk, are you talking with eliminating certain kinds of meat or your source of the meat?
Source.
Okay.
I went to all organic milk and meat at that point.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And early on, just to see, because like I said, I was so curious. I'm going, why does she know something I don't? Right. I've been all over. I must have been to 30 specialists over the course of time looking for answers.
So you didn't pull a kind of meat out of your system. You just bought it from a really good source, like a farmer.
I ended up going to the farmer's market, and okay, I found the lady that I buy my meat still for this year, like 26 years now.
Nice.
So, and but it's amazing that did make a huge difference, and then, I started to heal.
And then eggs? All right, did you also change your eggs?
Not at that point.
Okay. And then milk? It was cow's milk, but it was just organic cow's milk.
Exactly, because when you get raw milk, it's not pasteurized or homogenized, and you actually get all the vitamin sources and the good things that it has to offer.
Oh, so you switched to raw milk?
I did.
Atta girl, that's awesome.
Right?
I know I'm not supposed to say that, but
I know. For animal use only.
Absolutely. I'm not a milk girl, but I've heard and I've read the milk book and that's just fascinating. Aren't we like the only species that drinks somebody else's milk?
Milk past infancy.
Yeah. Yes. We'll do a whole show on that, right, Brian? We'll do a milk
sure.
show.
You could actually, because the history of it is interesting, and where the laws sit now and how they demonize raw milk. So. But again, indoctrination, they've done a great job because friends of mine, they'll go, oh, you can't drink raw milk. And I said, I prefer nothing else, thanks. You know, I said, if you only knew what the heat does, it destroys the good things. So.
Okay, we're going to have a side conversation on that one because, we could potentially open up a big can of worms on that. So we're going to put a pause and a little pin in it. Right, Mr. Brian?
Yeah, so I'm trying to kind of dig into if you ever figured out, because a lot of people don't get sick right away. You know, they're eating all the bad foods and, you know, taking in all the toxins, but they're not having the reactions you had. So I'm wondering if there was a point that we'll get to into segment two where someone actually told you, well, your gut is all messed up. You literally can't even process foods. Or like, I'm wondering if there was ever an answer to why you had these reactions.
No. As a matter of fact, you know, like I said, you got to remember this is the late 80s, early 90s when, you know, everything didn't really break open quite yet. And like I said, everything I learned back then, I had learned on my own. I did run into a friend on a group that I was on that really helped guide me too, that had a bigger understanding of what was going on and started educating me and directing me where to learn more.
Oh my gosh, you guys, we're just starting. Hey, it is the Being Curious with Kelly and Brian show, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. I'm Kelly, publisher of Edge Magazine, edgemagazine.net. Check it out. We're here with Teresa Cover. Zooming into the next segment. See you soon.
Welcome back to the Being Curious show with Kelly and Brian. We are here with Teresa. We are diving in. So, Teresa, you were just mentioning there was someone who came into your world that you started to talk about as maybe being one of your first guides or supporters in your health journey. Tell us more about that.
I had fortunately met Jan on a public group for health and wellness years ago. And to me back then, boy, I thought she was saying some pretty bizarre things, but we hooked up and I started talking to her, and she had led me to a good place, educated me on so much, and then I took off running from there. And now today, still to this day, we are good friends, and now I have learned enough where I surpass and help her.
So what were some of the things that she was telling you that you just thought, like, oh my gosh, this lady is bat crazy?
Right. She has a Congdon water machine. And back then, I mean, I was having a hard time getting to figure out that the beef we bought in the store wasn't the same beef I was buying from the farmer. And this Congdon machine does all sorts of different pHs, and each pH level has a different purpose. And it's in China, it's considered a healing machine, and they actually use it in their hospitals. Well, I was so new. I mean, these things were baffling me. And then she told me one time to start using colloidal silver. And where's my vitamin level? I'm like, what do you mean, where's my vitamin level? And just everything was so brand new. It just it was shocking to think that all this stuff exists, but you never hear of it. And I find that so true today. I tell people some things and they just look at me like I got three heads. But not nine anymore, so it's all good.
Hey, there you go. Colloidal silver, tell us a little bit more about that.
That's not my favorite go-to for many things. Okay. Because
why was it hers? I guess that's maybe what my question was.
Because it's noted to being able to heal infections and work with healing the skin and infections, and it's a more pure product, so.
And then the Condon machine, like that's like new to me. I'm taking notes.
Right. Like, that's an interesting.
Brian, do you know about the Condon machine?
Well, I was actually thinking, isn't that the water system that you have, Kelly?
I have a Nikan one.
It's Congdon water. And it's,
oh, I thought you had that one.
This
oh, no,
little box, and you can dial up like six or seven different pH levels, and each one of those pH levels are different. I'm not as familiar with it either because I never quite bought into that. I'm not saying it's not good. I mean, obviously it's great, but that was never my avenue because back in the late 80s, I was so poor and broke. It's like this machine's like $5,000 then.
Right.
So it's kind of, it wasn't something I latched onto.
So Brian, it comes from his father and his family, and water is a huge,
oh my God, yes,
beautiful, like, again, we'll do a show on milk,
Kelly,
and we'll do a show on water. Yep.
Without you, Let's hear what Teresa recommends, and then let's see how we line up.
Thank you for tasering me. This is why we need Brian
that's all
in our
good.
World.
It's all good.
We just want to keep it exciting for
my honestly, the water that I use personally, I have a home distiller. I distill my own water, and that's a controversial subject. But if you do enough reading and get past the typical articles by the typical people, you'll find that distilled water has a place. Interestingly enough, You know, we have used it in irons for years because it helps. So the calcium doesn't build up. And in our bodies, it helps that same process, things not to build up. But when you're super toxic, which 98% of the world is, or America, let's narrow it down to America, because across the seas, they don't allow near as many chemicals in their food. But it actually helps draws out bad things and impurities and toxins. So I use a lot of distilled water. The next is RO, and then reverse osmosis is good, and then, you know, I'd go to a good purified. But, yeah, distilled water is my go-to, and when I start working with people early on, typically I have them do some distilled water for, you know, a certain length of time, depending on what they're trying to battle.
Right.
To help their body draw that out.
Teresa, do you have any recommendations on hydration? Like,
oh, yes. Yes. Half your body weight in ounces. So if you're a 200-pound person.
Here we go.
Let's do this.
We're part of the same crew.
Let's rock this.
If you're a 200-pound person, you need half your body weight in ounces a day. And the benefits are amazing. They don't teach us anymore. It's so sad. But this helps with the thickness of your blood. It helps with constipation. It helps with headaches. Do you know 93% of the headaches today are because you're dehydrated and people aren't taking in near the water that they're supposed to be? And, you know, I just got to use this example real quick. I think you'll appreciate this. Is, you know, when you go to the store, you see these big, juicy grapes. Oh, they're plump. They're tight. They're hard. They look so good. Okay, that's what your system should look like. But what 90%, 98% of the people have today is these little sun-dried raisins because it was sat out in the sun too long. That's the same thing we're doing to the inside of our system by not being hydrated.
Okay, Brian.
So I just was wondering, do you know where you learned about hydration?
In a book.
That formula?
In a book. Oh, and then through, of course, all the classes I've taken. I've been schooled.
Do you remember the name of the book?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
It was probably – well, that formula is from someone very specific, Dr. Batman Gelage, who wrote the book Our Body's Many Cries for Water.
Oh.
That's where that formula comes from. There's a slight addition, which is to add a little bit of sea salt.
Celtic sea salt.
Very high-quality Celtic sea salt.
Yep.
But that formula, just so you know
– And do you know why you add that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes. But go ahead, tell everyone.
Well, paper, rock, scissors. Who's going to say?
This is great because it's good information. Well, if you got a person that's drinking water and you're just not expelling as much as you're taking in, chances are your cells have kind of blocked down or shut down. And if you start adding just a little bit of the Celtic sea salt to your water intake, it'll actually help the cells release the old water and allow the new water in for a good hydration.
You're getting a nod from Brian, so you must be going down the right track.
Yeah.
Brian knows so much about water.
This is interesting. We'll take this offline, Teresa. But seriously, the formula that you just shared with everyone didn't exist until Dr. B brought it into the world. So he's literally the one who created it, and I'm sure that somewhere along the lines, that's where you learned it from. But Dr. B and my father were close colleagues, and Dr. B actually handed my dad the torch to bring more widely, globally, the formula that you just talked about. So
nice.
You'll have to get together and have some fun.
I was about to say, you and Russell need to meet. We'll definitely offline get
nice.
You guys connected.
Yeah, because I write a lot of articles on water, too, and the importance. I guess, and I don't know how you feel about this. It'll be interesting to get your feedback. But the only time I sway from that is if I am working with somebody who, unfortunately, is 450 or 500 pounds. It, you know, you can't get hardly anybody to get to 100 ounces, you know. So I back off of that half your body weight when I get to, you know, bigger weight amounts.
Oh, yeah. Drinking 200 or 300 ounces of water a day. I mean, I'll be honest. I'm always carrying water with me. I've really lived this. Okay, wait. Before I like take us out, what do you think about that, Brian, about –
I would love for you and my dad to have that conversation. I'll tell you this. One of my dad's recent clients simply by being hydrated. Now, he wasn't 500 pounds, but he was probably 270 or something, 275.
Yep.
And literally by being hydrated and eating whole organic foods and not eating late at night, he lost 35 pounds in the first 30 days.
Exactly. And you know what?
This isn't a weight loss promotion. He did that naturally,
right,
organically. So I don't want to be like, I don't want people to go, oh, this is the weight loss thing that I've always been looking for.
No, but you're absolutely right. It is real. And, you know, I am also, as you heard earlier, a Shape Reclaim practitioner. And when you follow the Shape protocol, I have people. My newest client is doing extremely well, to the point where I had to assure him that this will not happen every week. But his first week was 16 pounds.
Yep.
So it can be.
Your body, and I know that you know this, Teresa. Like you know it. Our bodies are constantly in the state and process of healing.
Yes.
We simply just need to give it the right ingredients,
right,
and the right environment to do so.
Exactly.
And so what you just shared about your client, it is that is possible. When you your body is so in that state that when you simply shift even one thing in the right direction, mm-hmm, the results can be absolutely massive.
It is. And that's the biggest thing I love to drive home, is that anybody who thinks, you know, there's so many people that struggle with that last 5 pounds or even that last 20 pounds, or they just can't even get a start. You really can. Nobody in the real weight loss world has ever shared with you the absolute truth, because they wouldn't remain a billion-dollar organization or companies if they did. And that's the difference that you start to get to when you get to natural health, is that we actually get to the root cause, educate you on how your body works and why it works that way, so you can get there.
Okay, so I've got to ask both of you. Ice cold water.
It drains your energy.
No.
You should always drink room temperature
water. Full stop. No, end of story.
So why in society are we why are we infusing ice into all of our drinks?
Because do you think society is truly wrapped around you being well?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Don't you think they're kind of all in bed together, maybe creating the perfect scenario so everybody's pockets are fat?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Do you think you could really get to be a trillion-dollar company in these days if you ain't playing with somebody under the covers?
I'm so wanting to, but I know that we're on many platforms. Okay.
Right. But anyway, the truth of the matter is there's a couple sad things. Okay, first of all, you should drink room temperature water, because your body is energy. We're all energy. And you're using so much energy to warm that once it gets in your body, which takes energy away from your body trying to do other healing things and do other wonderful things, period. The other thing that always kills me is that lemon water over dinner or served in your glass at a restaurant. Lemon neutralizes your stomach acid. It makes it so you simply cannot process or digest properly. So why would you take lemon, or why would they serve lemon at any meal? Because, gee, wouldn't that explain IBS a little better and stomach problems? And
okay.
Are you with me, Brian?
I'm tracking.
Well, I am. I'm just going in like 50 different directions. Right. So that's where you have, when you wake up drinking some either warm or
lemon water.
There's a time and a place for lemon water. I guess that's
there
where I'm
is.
Trying to go.
There is. And what you should try to allow is 45 minutes, very, very minimal, but try to get an hour, hour and a half in between your meals when you're actually ingesting lemons and stuff, because you need your body acid to be at full strength in order to take care of that full digestion and processing, you know, of what you're giving it. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, and that's why doing a lot of lemons are included in cleanses, because to Teresa's point, you're actually creating it's why if you wanted to lose weight, you could do some kind of lemon concoction in the morning and then eat smaller meals throughout the day. But again, it's time and place, and there should be an awareness, people do it because they watched it on Instagram.
Right.
But I think, Teresa, you'd agree, you'd much rather people do it because they're actually educated on what they're putting into their body.
Exactly. Well, because the danger, look at the danger. Everybody says lemon water is excellent for you. And, you know, so they drink it all the time. Well, they're drinking it with their meals, but not understanding why they're having such horrible stomach problems.
Oh, my gosh. It so makes
Teresa,
sense.
Teresa, as we're wrapping up segment two, moving to our final segment, you've now created a level of mastery in your work and obviously a level of mastery in your education. What are some of the either modalities or supplements that you are using and recommending today that you feel, to the best of your knowledge and ability, are the most in service to people's health and well-being?
You know, the first thing is organic, good calorie, enzyme rich food. Organic food, you can't, you know.
So what's an example of a good enzyme rich food?
Oh, your vegetables.
Okay.
Growing the best they can be. Our soil, you know, factory farming, unfortunately, our soil is so destroyed, the nutrients aren't there. Your water intake is huge. I use essential oils regularly. I use supplements regularly, offer supplements to all my clients, of course, because you got to get your numbers up. Most people are, 93% of all people in America are deficient on D. So there's many avenues you could go here.
Oh my gosh. And now we have to go to the next segment, which makes me sad because I just have all these little questions I want to percolate on. But
it
is Being Curious with Kelly and Brian. Brian, Kelly, Kelly, Brian, just a matter. On AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. And we'll be back with Teresa Cover.
Welcome back to the Being Curious Show with Kelly and Brian. We are here with Teresa Cover. We are diving in. We are getting to the root, or as the Minnesotans would say, the root of health here.
Are you going to get a chipper? Are you from Fargo? You can go chipper. Do you laugh at us, Brian? I have to ask. Do you laugh at us when you come back to the Midwest and you hear us say little Midwestern isms?
One of my most famous party tricks is my Fargo accent.
Okay, bring it out.
So, yes, we do.
Come on, do it.
Right now?
Yeah, right on air. Let's go with it. Okay, how about this? You don't have to do it on the spot, but somehow in the next 14 minutes.
I was just trying to come up with something good to say.
Yeah,
I'll bring it up.
Okay, that's right. And then we'll just start laughing. I'm sorry, Teresa.
Teresa, talk to us. You mentioned you have, you know, there are supplements that you're using. I know that health is very unique. I'm sure you'd agree, per client.
Right.
And like hydration, like proper daily hydration, you've probably found that there are certain things that we should probably all be doing. There may even be certain supplements that we should all be taking. Do you have top three or top five that you're just so set on that these really work and they really work across the board? Do you have anything like that?
I do.
Well, and how did you find Life Extension? And then I know you mentioned vitamin D too.
Oh, well, my story is really quick. I have never been able to put a vitamin in my mouth since I was young. And every time I tried, I would end up vomiting all over shortly after. And it didn't matter if it was a simple calcium pill or if it was a one a day. Or I was even dating this guy that had a beautiful six pack and worked out all the time, thought I needed to, you know, follow suit, which is fine. But he bought me this woman's pack of whatever it was. And oh my God, I took it one night and I ended up in the bathroom like normal. And he says, oh, well, it's because you didn't eat. So I thought, okay, I'll humor you and we'll try it one more time. Well, I took it. Ended up in the bathroom again. So I was just thinking, okay, my system just does not want this stuff, period. Susan Summers has some incredibly awesome educating books out there, but she kept bringing up life extension all over the place. And so finally one day I said, okay, you know what? One more time in my life, I'm going to try this. So I ordered a bottle of their one a day. I let it sit on my counter. And I it took me like 3 or 4 days to, you know, ante up enough courage to try this.
The courage to, because you knew you were going to throw
up. Yeah. And so I took it and I got back to work on my computer that day and I thought, interesting. Well, lo and behold, I called Life Extension. I was on the phone for an hour and a half to 2 hours trying to educate myself why I could take this and no others in life that I run across. And they explained to me that how whole foods, vitamins, and going that route, what difference it made and how it interacted in your body, and that it educated me that my body was actually rejecting the synthetics from other vitamins that are commonly purchased that have really sweet names but not really sweet stuff. So that's how I hung on to Life Extension for so long. So a good whole food one-a-day vitamin, your D. Vitamin D is incredible. Your zinc, your C. C is, you know, right there in importance. But back to vitamin D for a second, is seriously 93% of all people are deficient, and it is responsible for over 40 things in our body that we could help heal or alleviate if we just had optimal D levels.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. And they're all the big hitters. I mean, it's...
Oh, my gosh.
That was a late response.
You're darn tootin' it's important. I mean, come on.
We got it.
We're talking about your health here, ladies. I mean,
exactly.
Let's get real.
Exactly. And the sad thing is in Western medicine, you know, if you go get your D done, they will tell you if you're sitting at about 40, 45, oh, you're fine. The truth of the matter is you're only halfway to optimal, that, you know, you really should be rocking about 90. And if you have any kind of disease going on that, or dis-ease in your body of major, you know, components, you should be rocking between 90 and 100. But please note that there is a toxicity level to D, and it's at 100 or over. But I can tell you I've done several thousand IUs of D a day for a couple years at a time, and it's hard to stay at that optimal level. So,
well, and we're in Minnesota. Oh my gosh, you like that one? And we're not outside a lot. I mean, like, right. It's like this is the time of year where we're just loving the sunshine and we're craving it.
I got to throw this in.
Please do.
Oh my God. Here's the big thing. People don't know this. Doctors don't explain it. Anybody who's on cholesterol medication, do you know that underneath your skin is cholesterol receptors that transfer the natural sunlight in your skin and turns it into cholesterol in your body and allows it to be, therefore, transformed into vitamin D? If you're taking any kind of cholesterol medication, that whole transport system is shut down. You will never benefit from natural sunlight. Need to take it in supplement form more so than ever. Who's told you that?
I've never heard that.
Oh, huge.
Brian, of course you know that. I'm like, he's like, 100%. Oh, oh yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And so, oh, yeah. So you can imagine, we have 65 million people on cholesterol meds that don't have a clue how important their D level is, wonder why they're sick and racking up. You know, every year they're probably moving into a new kind of discomfort in their body, and just nobody's telling them just the simplicity. Gee, let's work on your vitamins in your body and start bringing your immunity up. And with today's times and all these odd assaults we seem to have come flying our way, so many people would be so much better off if they just take the time to learn how to build their immune system up with their families so they didn't have to worry about all these oddities that are flying our way.
So, Teresa, that really set the stage for what I'd love everyone to really get out of our time with you, which is, can you, in as much detail and depth as possible, talk about what it's like for someone to connect with you, talk about what it's like for someone to work with you? Because for someone out there who's going, well, something here is intriguing me. Something is maybe calling me to pick up the phone or get on your website and book a call or a Zoom with you. talk about what really happens when people connect with you and some of the results that you've gotten. And I just want people to feel so safe they can make that move.
Because I want them to feel safe too.
What's possible on the other side is what happened for you. You spent half of your life sick and triggered by almost everything in your environment. And now, twice the age that you were, you're living a free and healthy and optimized life. So tell people what's possible for them.
Well, first of all, some of my successes that I just want you to know how resilient your body can be is one of my very first customers, clients came to me, and she was about 125 pounds overweight, was diabetic for 30 years, and she asked me if I could help her. I said, I know I can be successful at helping you with your weight, but I don't know if your pancreas is going to kick back in. I said, you must realize you've been assaulting it with drugs for over 30 years. I said, you know, well, but we can try. And she goes, well, how will we know? And I said, something will happen and that'll give us a sign. Well, lo and behold, I worked with her for 9 months. She dropped her 125 pounds. She called me one day because, of course, I cannot recommend you to quit your meds and never would. But she was comfortable enough and she wanted it so badly. She called me one day and said, I quit. I said, you quit what? She said, I quit taking all my medication. I said, are you sure? And I said, okay. She goes, am I okay? I said, I can't tell you that. I said, this has to be, you know, something that you, it, your journey. I'll help you through it, but I can't weigh in on this. Well, 2 weeks later, she called me. She cut her foot open. Anybody who's a diabetic knows that that is the most dangerous thing that can happen. Your feet don't heal, on and on. Lo and behold, I told her what to do to get through this, to soak it, put stuff on it, take care of it. On the four safety line, is she called me and said her foot was healing like normal. And I just said, oh, awesome. She goes, what does that tell you? I said, that tells me that your pancreas and your body system is all working like it should. So, like I said, your body has this innate, wonderful ability to heal itself. Don't ever think you're past being able to work with something or that you're too far or your situation's too bad, because you know what? We can make vast improvements. I do personalized health assessments, and what that all entails, it's about a two-hour visit, and I go through your medical history, how you eat, how you sleep, how you diet, how you do everything in your life. And then I start to get this picture and I start working with you, whether you're a person that can take baby steps or a person that can take gigantic steps and wants everything tomorrow. I have the ability to work with you to start transforming your life and introducing new things. And I like to tell everybody, you have given everybody else all this time, whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, and this is where you are today. Give me 3 weeks, and if you can honestly say you don't feel different and you don't feel things moving in a positive direction, walk away. What do you got to lose, really? Because I'm not asking you to cut off your right arm. I'm asking you to just supply your body with some good nutrients, understand what water does on the inside, understand the supplementation and why it works the way it does. And your benefit is you get a much better health out of it. So I do the health assessment and then continue working with you. I can do it just by educating you regularly. I'm also a Shape Reclaim practitioner, and Shape Reclaim is all about it's a full body system where there's drops involved, and these drops actually help balance your brain chemistry to increase the communication with the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland. And when these two areas are working together, they send signals to the rest of your bodies. What you can find relief from is PMS, early menopause, low testosterone, anxiety, depression, hyperthyroid, so on. So I have that program. And for the people who really just want to kind of dabble and not be tied up into any kind of any program, they're more kind of, I call it solo support, you can call and book an appointment with me to talk just on the phone, ask all your questions, pay a flat fee, and come back when you need to and want to.
Well, you've done so much on your own. So I see you as like this Sherlock Holmes and this like private eye.
Pretty much.
You can just like go in where others might say, okay, try this. You in that 2 hours can really dig deep because you had to do your own discovery. And that is just so, I think, so powerful.
Well, and the one thing people are going to get with me, and I would think it's kind of weird, but I mean, just so you know, my brain never quits working for my people. I don't care if I haven't talked to you for a week, a month, or a half year. If I run across something that is so pertinent to you, I don't forget you. I'll reach out. I'll text you. I'll say, hey, I've learned some new information. Here it is. Or I never quit investigating. So whenever you are working with me, I mean, you really get
you
almost 100%. Right. And I won't quit until we get you there.
Well, so let's use a really good example. you're going to be able to see it on Facebook Live and Twitter and stuff. But this looks like charcoal. Teresa brought me some chaga mushrooms.
Yes.
And she introduced me to them a couple months ago. And I keep them in a crock pot with my water, and I keep it on warm, and I just drink it throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love it. So I really want people to be curious about chaga mushrooms. You're starting to see mushrooms everywhere in a lot of, like, in coffees and different powders and modalities. But I loved when I was talking with you, you're like, here, have some chaga. Stick it in some water, crock pot, just drink it.
Well, because there's
and
a
drink
lot
more.
Of. The thing that's so sad is one of the very first things you told me is the way you use it. Well, the way you use it, it doesn't hold out, it's not cost effective, and it's not terribly beneficial.
Right.
So once again, they're trying to take something good and.
So I was putting chaga mushroom in my coffee. That's what I was doing that you're referring to.
Right. Right. And
so we just tweaked it. And that's something that Brian's dad does is with the seven. Like, it's just taking this and just tweak it a little bit. Take this. And I tweaked it the way that you told me to. And I'm really excited to see the benefits I'm going to see.
Well, and here's one of those things. This is just one, you know, outside of vitamins, good food, water, supplements, essential oils, chaga. Chaga has 40,000 times the antioxidants than blueberries.
Ha-ha!
Anti-inflammatory, anti-tumor, anti-cancerous, and helps regulate blood sugar. And it's very inexpensive. What more could you want?
I mean, it's magical. Okay. So we've said a lot. I'm just kidding. I was waiting for Brian to – I was telepathically sending Brian to do the Fargo, just do some sort of Midwestern thing. How do people get a hold of you? Because this is really important, and I know people have been curious, and I think there's people that need a Sherlock Holmes on their team, and I think you're it.
Right. They can reach me by going to Earths, and it's Earth with an S, naturaldefense.com. Otherwise, you can reach me at 651-GET-WELL.
Email?
Teresa@earthsnaturaldefense.com.
Nice. Okay, guys. Brian? Anything that you'd like to do as closing words, my friend?
This was so much fun. Teresa, I'm so glad that you exist.
Oh, and me too. Thank you.
I think the more of us that collaborate together and provide gateways and openings to this world, the better. Thank you for joining. This is Brian and Kelly. This is Being Curious. Have a great day.